Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the first bidder information webcast for PECO Solar RFP scheduled for Q2 2026. This webcast will provide an overview of the RFP process whereby PECO would enter power purchase agreements with solar projects for up to 25 megawatts. My name's Katie Orlandi. I work for NERA Economic Consulting. NERA serves as the independent evaluator for this RFP. With me today is Paul Cardona, also from NERA, and representatives from PECO who will be available to help answer questions you may have at the conclusion of the presentation. So, in today's presentation, I'm going to provide an overview of the procurement event, including where to find documents and information you'll need to consider this opportunity and prepare for the process that kicks off in spring. Details on the solar projects that will qualify to submit a bid for a PPA, highlights of the PPA, and then some details on the schedule and phases of the procurement process. I have about 10 slides today, roughly a 20-minute talk, and then we'll take questions. Next slide, please. All lines have been placed on mute, but you can, one slide, yep. Sorry about that. All lines have been placed on mute, but you can ask written questions throughout the presentation. We'll go through the questions at the end of the presentation. If you have a question, please use the chat icon on the bottom of your screen and type your question to all panelists and hit enter. So we're going to take your text questions. If you have any technical difficulties during the presentation, you can use the chat icon to let the panelists know and we'll get in touch with you. And just a housekeeping item that today's presentation and audio will be posted to the website. And that's a dedicated website for this RFP. It's pico-solarrfp.com. So this slide in front of us here provides a screenshot of the documents page of the website. All necessary documentation for consideration of this opportunity has already been posted and is available for your review. This documentation includes the request for proposals. This is the document that outlines qualification requirements in the bid process. The power purchase agreement, this is the form that's going to be signed by PECO and a winning seller. And then there's also illustrative versions of the required qualification forms to bid. So you can review these illustrative forms to see exactly what information and documentation is required to participate. In practice, in spring, you'll submit all required materials through an online platform, but these PDF illustrative forms are already posted so that you can get organized in advance. So the website also contains a calendar page that has all of the participant deadlines beginning in April 2026. There's an FAQs and announcement page that you can check back regularly. We post, the most recent information that's been provided to questioners, and we send announcements with information. So please check those pages regularly. And then there's also a contact us page where you can submit questions to us as you're reviewing materials. If you submit a question, we will respond to you in writing, and then we will post the FAQ stripping the question and answer of any identifying information. And we are also available to discuss with you by phone too, if you'd like to have a chat. So we're gonna, after this slide, we're gonna jump into the important material for today, the overview of the RFP, the PPA and the schedule. And then again, once we move through about seven slides or so, we're gonna pause for you to submit your questions. We'll go offline, we'll come back and answer questions you may have. So PECO has issued a request for proposals for a procurement event to be held in the second quarter of 2026. Under the procurement timeline, PPAs will be executed for winning projects by June 2026. PECO is seeking to enter into PPAs with one or more solar photovoltaic projects for up to 25 megawatts DC, and this can be for projects across multiple counterparties. This is the second procurement event held by PICO for this purpose. A first event was held in the summer of 2025, but no applications were received. This contingency procurement in spring 2026 is the final event planned to contract directly with solar projects through PICO's currently approved procurement plan, which extends through 2029. So again, this is the final opportunity that's planned under this RFP. Next slide. This slide provides the requirements for a solar project to qualify. So solar projects must be new, meaning the project has not commenced delivery of electricity to any entity, and its construction has not been completed as of April 27, 2026, which is the due date for proposals and bids. Under this definition, it is possible for an addition of capacity co-located with an existing solar project to qualify. Solar projects must be constructed in Pennsylvania and must interconnect with PJM to be able to sell energy and capacity into PJM markets. Also, projects must expect to achieve commercial operations no later than May 31st, 2029. And so, to be clear, projects in early stages of development are eligible to participate as long as you expect to achieve COD by this date in 2029. And again, that means projects that have not entered the PJM queue yet or are entering in the newest cycle one, for example, would be eligible to participate. Lastly, projects must be at least 5 megawatts DC. It's acceptable for a project to be greater than 25 megawatts DC to qualify for a percentage share of the project. So, for example, a bidder can submit a proposal for 50% share of a 50 megawatt project. And if you present a share of a project, just be aware it must be at least 5 megawatts and no more than 25 megawatts. Next slide, please. This slide here highlights some key terms of the PPA. So first, a note that the PPA terms have been approved by the Pennsylvania Public Utilities Commission and are non-negotiable. So you can download the PPA that's posted and review the terms, and please do ask any clarifying questions you have. However, know that the terms cannot change. The PPA term is 10 years. Under the PPA, PICO will buy the energy, capacity, and solar AECs from a share or the entirety of the project selected through the RFP. The products, these three products, must come from the project that's proposed and selected under the RFP. There's no substitution for another project allowed under the contract. The delivery point for energy is the PICO residual aggregate zone. So the seller is responsible for costs associated with delivering energy from the point of interconnection to this PICO zone. In regard to capacity, the capacity cleared in the capacity market for the project will transfer to PICO, and this is handled through an agreement facilitated by PJM. The solar AECs for the project would be transferred to PICO via PJM GATS. Next slide, please. So, practically speaking, a separate proposal will be submitted for each project if you're presenting multiple projects. The qualification process will be submitted in two steps. First, to be eligible to submit a proposal for a project, bidders will submit a pre-qualification application. This is going to, request basic information about the project, like size, address, in-service date, so that NERA can confirm that the project does meet the eligibility requirements. Second, a project that is pre-qualified can submit a proposal form and a bid for the project. The proposal will include a project development plan. This will be submitted through a dynamic online form that will request supporting documentation and information that depends on the development status of the project. And as I mentioned before, projects in early stage of development are eligible to participate. There's no minimum project maturity requirement. Other information required with the proposal is going to include the information to populate the PPA, including a site map, certifications about the project and the seller entity that will enter the PPA, And there will be a requirement to post bid assurance collateral, which is a refundable money at the end of the process. So the bid for your project is a single price and a dollar per megawatt hour that's applicable for all 10 years of the PPA term. It's a fixed price, there's no escalation. This price is an all-in price. It's a combined price for each megawatt hour of energy capacity and solar AACs for the project. The selection of the winning proposal will consider the bid price, as well as some other factors based on the proposal submitted, such as the project's development status and whether the project can come on earlier than the 28-29 planning year, whether the project is in the PICO territory. Again, this is not a requirement to be in the PICO territory. It must be built in Pennsylvania. And then other proposal-specific benefits, such as supplier diversity and use of a local construction workforce. This slide provides the solar RFP schedule. So the pre-qualification process will kick off in early March. That's when we'll hold a second webcast, March 4th. Is the date that it's tentatively scheduled for. And on that webcast, we'll provide more detail on the practical requirements to fill out the forms and submit your qualification application and bid form. And then applicants will have a month to submit the pre-qualification application, which is due Wednesday, April 1st. NERA will review the applications, and applicants with projects that meet the pre-qualification standards will be notified that they can submit a proposal and bid by Friday, April 10th. The following day, you can begin submitting the proposal and bid for the project. The deadline to submit the proposal and bid form will be April 27th. At that point, again, NERA will review proposal materials and give bidders time to cure any deficiencies or follow up on requests for information from NERA. But the deadline to complete the proposal will be May 6th. This is also the day that NERA will open the bids for all qualified projects. Bids will be evaluated by May 12th, and on that day, bidders would be notified if they have a winning project. The independent evaluator will provide a confidential report to the commission by May 18th, and then the commission has until May 28th to render a decision on the results. If the commission approves the results of the RFP, then PICO will execute the PPA. That'll take place on June 1 and send the partially executed version to the sellers, and the seller will have till June 10th to execute the PPA. So on this final slide here, we note that the RFP results are contingent on final PUC approval. As I mentioned, NERA will submit a confidential report to the PUC, and the PUC will have 10 days to render a decision on the results. If the results are approved, the independent evaluator releases information within 15 days. This includes the winning bid price and the capacity of the executed PPA or PPAs. Moving to the next slide. So that completes the presentation portion of today's webcast. If you have any questions, please go ahead and use the chat function here in Zoom. Send us any questions you have. Neera and Pico are going to give a few minutes to receive questions. We're going to go offline and we'll be back in a few minutes to answer your questions.